The year is 1997. Tim Piazza had just come from Denver to Evansville to work with Keller Crescent. He and some of those around him missed the coffee they'd been drinking in big cities.
So we opened a coffee shop. At that time, a lot of people were telling us, it'll never work.
People told him that if it was going to be successful, someone would have already done it.
And that was the prevailing attitude 20 years ago.
But Piazza did it anyway, with partial credit to low economic barriers.
I mean, we could start a coffee shop on a credit card, basically, whereas trying to do the same thing in Boston or L.A. would have taken about $1 million.
And voila, people in the historic district had a sort of neighborhood kitchen table. And for a long time, it was effectively one of a kind. But then, something mysterious happened.
All I know is about 3 years ago, I was at a startup weekend, and I noticed several of my friends were talking about doing something in the coffee business.
But why now? Why can Evansville suddenly have high-quality coffee shops from Burkhart to Franklin Street?
Sometimes it takes a shock, you know. It takes something that makes people realize, oh my God, is that really how people see us? Or is that how we see ourselves in order to change?
If you were in Evansville in 2011 and 2013, you may remember receiving the distinction of fattest city and one of the most miserable cities.
People reacted to it and they said, look, this Evansville's not that bad. There's a lot that's great about this place. And if nobody else is talking about what's great about Evansville, maybe we need to start talking about what's great about Evansville.
People started talking about bands like Thunder Dreamer and artists like Jenna Cetris. They started seeing house concerts and drinking coffee crafted by David and Kendra Rudabaugh. Here's David.
To me, when people locally are creating things like that, it kind of gives this thing where like kids can look at it and go, they're from my town.
They see themselves.
It's a perspective that makes people go, we can create, we can innovate, we can produce things.
It's what you might call inspiration.
I think art kind of encourages production in other areas. Like, you know, when you make a cup of coffee, you can make it, you know, fine, or you can consider it your art. It just pushes the bar up for everyone involved.
And this art, it mixes so intrinsically with the business and social sectors that you can't buy a Honeymoon coffee without noticing the clean half moon in its logo. And you can't research a trip to Perry County without feeling the turquoise of its brand.
That's why I wanted to run a creative business.
This is Cassandra White. She's the artist behind the half moon and the turquoise and a lot of other things. She graduated from Signature School, went away for college, and returned to open her letterpress company, Mystic Hand Press.
It was really kind of fun to be able to do what I wouldn't be able to do in Chicago, which is work one-on-one with these small businesses and then be able to drive by that business every day and see my logo.
And as others drive by, the identity captured in those logos says something.
It gets people to go into the businesses and meet the people who own them, to learn a little bit about it.
Those are customers, forming relationships, building loyalty.
It's something that really can do a lot for the longevity of, you know, like this kind of blossoming renaissance type thing that is going on in Evansville.
A renaissance. That's not something that happens overnight. And it's not something that can be traced to one person.
It was very much a grassroots thing. It was business owners. It was people who maybe weren't considered civic leaders or community leaders.
But they believed in the city. And as they started to push for change, others joined. Piazza says it was a groundswell disproving the idea that Evansville is a bad place to live.
Not just to raise a family, but a great place to work, a great place to own a home, to raise a family, yes, to have a career, and to do many great things. When we were on those worst of lists, that was hitting bottom, and we've bounced back from that.
So there's another part of the change. A city bouncing from an extreme low to a snowballing renaissance. To learn more, you can listen to part 3 of this series.